The U.S. Department of Agriculture temporarily has banned the import of animals and animal products from the European Union. The move is to prevent the spread of a livestock infection called foot and mouth disease. The illness was confirmed in France yesterday, and it's been a major issue in Britain, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Foot and mouth disease is caused by a virus that spreads rapidly and easily through livestock. It is not a human health hazard, but it can devastate cattle and pigs. So when the virus showed up in France, the U.S. Department of Agriculture took quick action. It banned the import of animals and animal products from the European Union. Most consumers won't notice the ban, though. Live animals are rarely imported from Europe as it is. European beef is already kept out of the United States to control another disease, BSE, commonly known as mad cow disease. And cooked products and most cheeses are also not subject to the ban because they can't spread the foot and mouth virus. That leaves pork as the major issue. Consumers aren't likely to notice that either. Nick Giordano from the National Pork Producers Council says only 2% of American pork is imported from Europe as it is. But he says the ban on imports is a big relief to hog farmers because the disease could devastate hog farms if it takes hold. Thus far, it is not spread on the European continent beyond France, and Giordano hopes it can be contained there.
If the situation worsens, then there's going to be some impact, and that impact I don't think will be so much in terms of what U.S. consumers will see, but it'll be a substitution of U.S. and Canadian pork in third country markets for EU pork.
American farmers might end up exporting more pork if other countries also ban European pork products. But Giordano says this is at best a small silver lining on a huge cloud hanging over the livestock industry. Everybody would just as soon see this disease go away altogether. Travelers entering the United States from Europe may notice some new procedures. People who have visited farms in Europe can track the disease into this country on their shoes, so the USDA plans to increase its inspections at airports. Foot and mouth disease hasn't been seen in the United States since 1929, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture hopes its actions will keep the U.S. free of this devastating disease of livestock. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.